Hey guys, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I want to talk about something that really bothers me. Shark conservation groups out there that pretend to do something for sharks. Caring for animals of any kind is an admirable thing, but just pretending to care and actually get donations for it is just wrong. It sucks. You may think that this is rare, but that's not the case. I know of several such groups that write on the flags, they stand up for sharks. But once you try to get a better understanding what they're actually doing, in the face of the ongoing slaughtering of sharks, there's nothing. Just writing something that is wrong with our world does not make you a conservationist. There are way too many paper tigers out there that muddying the cause. Granted, not everybody is suited to go out there protesting, confiscating fishing gear, and some of the other rather unpleasant things that come with exposing oneself for the cause and to really try to save the life of sharks. But why is it that so many people call themselves activists and all they do is writing letters, blaming this person or that people for the destruction of sharks, or just have a big mouth when a TV camera is turned on? I helped to launch two organizations for the protection of sharks over in Europe. One was 20 years ago, the other 15 years ago. I quit both of them after a rather short period of time because both presidents abused their position for their own gains and also to bolster their rather fragile or crap ego. I despise these type of people, wannabes and pretenders with a very much inflated ego that through organizations actually nourish these fragile egos. Give a person a title and voila, a new expert is born. On the same token, I could name you quite a number of so-called shark experts that do not know the very basics of these animals and could never survive a warm-up round against any person who is really studying them and is involved in the cause. One guy that comes to mind even lets himself address as doctor despite that he does not even own a master's degree. What a crook. Oh, there's another idiot who gives himself the same title, knowing quite well that doctor in his native language of Italian, pronounced dottore, just reflects a master's degree. Again, what a crook. What is wrong with these people pretend to have some titles or are really people who actually know anything? How can they live with themselves? These people harm the cause and won't help it, and so do all these other pseudo-organizations. I'm pretty sure that most of you could name at least one organization of any kind that sounds good on paper. But once you look a bit deeper, you'd ask yourself, what are they actually doing? Don't get me wrong, I support people who devote their time to an issue as long as they remain honest towards themselves and others and don't pretend to be more than they actually are. There are those folks who truly care, without hiding behind fancy titles or fake backgrounds. Honest people who care and are willing to face the people they accuse. That is really the way to go. I know how it is to face a crowd of angry fishermen, to be threatened. Well, yeah, I've been there quite a few times. It's not fun. But this is a form of passage between the pretenders and the real activists. I understand that not everybody is born to face opposition in its ugliest form, and that's okay. But what is not okay is that people pretend that they would stand up once the opportunity arises, but in the end, won't do anything. And should you question them, and I did question them, all they get is a lame excuse. Really, we're talking lame. But that's not just the case with some animal groups. You can see it everywhere. How many people run around out there, mainly in the U.S., pretending to have served in the armed forces, but have not worn boots for a single day? You may say that these people don't do much damage, but I strongly disagree. It all comes down to the moment where a difference needs to be made. You can try to count on these people, but you won't get anywhere with them. They lack attitude. They lack backbone. They just won't stand up and fight with you. Remember the slogan, stand up and fight? Nowhere does it say you could also just do lip service and pretend. But that is exactly what I have seen with some of the shark organization conservation groups and individual people. Big talks, big titles, no backbone, and most importantly, no action that matters. Cowards in the face of the slaughtering of sharks. I just clicked on one of these websites and it says the world's largest and most active shark conservation group. I'm not kidding, these people actually put that on their website. We don't have to go into their claim that they are the largest, that is just BS anyway. This just reflects an overinflated ego, but labeling themselves as the most active. Where do these people get their arrogance from? Simply by telling themselves over and over how good they are? Well, that's not a rare thing. Most people actually get into, feel that they're so important because they're telling themselves over and over how good they are. But what does it even mean, the most active? Active would mean, well, you know, we have campaigns, we stand in front of fishermen, we try to steal their gear, we actually demonstrate here or there, we go after this or that person, whatever, being out there, being active, that's what it means. You stand up for the plight, you stand up for the sake of sharks, but of course they don't do anything like that, so they're not active, they're inactive. Just writing something on your website doesn't really mean anything. You know, it's sort of comparable to the Monday morning quarterbacks. Well, but at least these guys are capable to understand what they talk about because once in a while they go into the stadium, they watch the games they're passionate about. Not so these self-proclaimed shark activists. They actually have no clue what they are talking about. They live really in a fancy world and they just pretend. If they would not pretend, they would understand, look, if I go out there, if I face the consequence, it can get really, really dangerous. Of course, don't get me wrong, no one should put themselves in danger, but then they should accept the limits and say so. Don't pretend to be more than you actually are. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that in order to be a shark conservation, you have to face these fishermen or any other person who harms or kills sharks. But again, one should not pretend to be more than one actually is or is willing to do. Shark conservation comes in many forms, and I'm sure there's a niche for even these idiots, as long as they stay where they should be, on the side, and just talk good, nice about sharks and what other people should do, but don't put it on your own flag that you are actually one of these people who actually do things out there, that you are an actual activist. Even more so when they feel that they have. But you know what? There's something else when you look at these pseudo-activists. Look at their websites. Some of them are really, really nice and flashy. And this doesn't really make it easy for any novice person to see behind the smoke. So can we actually steer against these increasing problem of pseudo-activists or better than whatever websites? I don't know. Except that we should be more stringent when it comes to the legality of organizations. Everybody can pretty much create any type of organization they want, write up some bylaws, get a tax exemption, and here they go. Once an organization is official, the pretenders can hide behind it and start doing their damage. There is a league of this, there is an activity group of that. So all of a sudden, you know, there is a group who opposes to this or that, and you have to listen to them because there is an organization out there that actually has an opinion, and it doesn't matter what these people are. They create an organization, hence they make it official. Of course, many people have very honest intentions, and creating an organization that stands up for what they believe in is admirable. But more of these organizations that are pretend are created, increase the number, and they are diluting the cause. But really pisses me off as well. When I come across a website that writes about how to behave around a shark, how to restrain or how to withdraw or whatever in the vicinity of sharks. Most of the time, all these organizations out there, the pretenders, they do not write about this very cause because they know they have never done anything with regards to shark-human interaction. So they just go for the regular quote-unquote cause. But these guys who actually tell people or want to tell people, this is what you have to do when you face a shark, Well, actually, they're pushing it too far. Why can't these people who are responsible for these websites not be at least a bit more thorough and make sure that what they write is more or less accurate? Some of these suggestions, how to act and react, reflects actually the very opposite what our tests have shown for the very situation. True enthusiasts go the extra mile before going public, are careful what they put on their website, and most importantly, understand what is correct and what is not. So I hope the next time you want to look something up on sharks, you get a correct website. And if you're in doubt, send me a note through Let's Talk Shark and I post what I think. And I will be bluntly honest. Okay? Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege.